Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm Lashana.
And today we're going to be talking about social life after marriage and children. Do you guys have one? Do you have a social life? Are you doing anything? Are you getting out of the house? Are you seeing your friends still? Well, we're going to talk about how you can do that more, why you should do it, and being guilt-free about it. You don't have to feel bad because you want to go out and have a good time sometimes. So, Lashana, do you want to start us off with anything? Got any good info on that? Oh, no, I do. Sorry. Forgot we already talked about that. So, I just wrote down a couple of different things about, usually when you get married, your life changes so much, even before you have children. I got married first, and then the children came into play. Even when I got serious in my relationship, you know, just boyfriend or girlfriend, your life kind of changes a little bit as far as going out as much as you used to, you know, you're thinking about that other person more and their feelings and considering all that.
You get booed up.
You get booed up and that's it.
And your friends, they gonna have to wait. I don't know how long he gonna be here. I got you, fam.
Forever.
I'm gonna have to miss this.
Sorry. But I'm about to kick it with him tonight.
Ladies get so pissed, though. Sometimes friends get really pissed off.
Don't
be that kind of friend. First of all, don't get mad at your friend if they get a boo. And friend with the boo, don't get mad if they stop calling you because you keep canceling.
Yes.
For the boo.
For the boo. Definitely don't. Because I've always been like that. When I get a boo, please.
You're not finding me.
I'm in a little cave.
Don't invite me. I'm not coming.
I'm good. So straight. Go out there if you want to. I'm staying at home with the man.
I think I'm like that since I've gotten older. But when I was younger, I didn't.
Even when I was younger. What?
Oh, I remember. I remember. We didn't even consider you. We were like, no.
Don't even consider me. She is not even going.
I was trying to be in the streets, honey. I was going.
That's what you was going to. You and my sister.
I'll call you afterwards. The after party. I'll be over there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because just so much changes. And when the children get here, oh, please.
Oh, no. I mean, you really don't have time.
You don't.
I was a teenage mom, so I still had a little litty life outside. Mm-hmm. Because I had a baby daddy and my baby daddy's family, and we were doing that weekend thing.
Definitely.
You get that drop off.
And I was gone.
I utilized my free time. Yes. And then some.
And then some.
Because guess what? If it was something he could go to, guess what was going?
Going.
Hey, Mom.
Yes.
He was in the car. He was rolling out. He was on the plane. We was rolling. But as I got older, and just from going out so much when I was younger, I kind of just was like over it after a while. And then as I got older and I had more children, it's just such to just think about leaving the house.
What? Getting dressed.
Getting them dressed. Getting the baby bags ready, the diaper bags, filling up with enough snacks. When you're out, somebody got to go to the bathroom. I mean, it is too much going on.
It's too much going on. It's way too much going on.
You're tired.
You're tired. One of my guests the other day asked me, well, have you done anything lately? Where have you taken the children lately? What kind of, anything new that you could tell me about? I can take my son. And I was like, I went all the way back to Cabo in August. I was like, we went to the movies and to the restaurant, but I was like, damn, we ain't really did, you know, anything new.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Lord, I take these children so
See, yours are still young enough. But mine, they want an activity.
They want an activity.
They're going to hold you accountable.
Yes.
You're doing stuff.
You're gonna do stuff.
I mean, they want to. They're Googling places for
kids.
They're finding stuff. And they're talking at lunchtime. They're finding out about all different places to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna tell my mom about that.
Yes. So definitely, you're still in the clear. But
yeah,
when they start finding out, it's like. But when they're younger, it's just so hard to have a social life. Because it's like you're, especially that first year.
You're not going You're not going. Don't even think about it. Sit down. And don't even think about it. You're not going anywhere.
You don't even really want to. I know for me, like I didn't even, like the first year after having my second son, because I don't even really remember the first year with my son, because I was in school full time mm-hmm. and working part time. And so I didn't really, that kind of took up my social life back then for the first year. And I don't really remember. I mean, I saw friends, but I was young and I just was like focused on finishing school. Like I had that goal to finish school. And as he got a little bit older and he would go for his weekends and different stuff, he had always gone for his weekends since like he was little. So I definitely utilized my time. I just wasn't able to do it as much when he was little. And I just was kind of focused trying to adjust to being a mom and trying to go to school and working and trying to have a social life. And so that balance, was it looked a lot different back then. But as I got older, when I had my second son, that first year, I was just like a mom of two.
Yeah.
And so that looked totally different. Because mm-hmm. my older son, he was already seven. And so he already was like, listen, we got to do stuff. We got to go places, you know. So that was kind of like an adjustment period. So I think I've always had a little bit of a social life and balancing kids, but definitely once I moved to Atlanta, it was kind of like, you know what? We're not doing anything. We're going to do stuff in the house, or we're going to go on these little family things, and we'd have a babysitter.
Yes.
And so it was like, the movies was kind of out of the question, because the kids are not sitting through the movies when they're that little. Mm-hmm. So we would take them to like the park, and those indoor amusement parks, mm-hmm. and you know, that type of stuff. But yeah, friends,
no.
It just doesn't, it even now I feel like it's more like a spontaneous. I've become so much more spontaneous mm-hmm. because I really just feel like I can't plan ahead.
No,
not as much, because it's like by the time it comes up to that, I might not be able to make it.
No, and I might not even
feel like it.
That's the crazy part, is that I might not
feel like it.
It sounds so fun and oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna wear this. I'm gonna do that. And then by the time it
comes to the day, I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. I don't feel like one. I'm tired. I'm so sleepy.
I am so sleepy.
Sorry.
But I just was going on online. I saw some good tips on there about how to keep your social life after parenting and marriage. One of the tips, number one, was not feeling guilty, like I said in the beginning. About taking some time and going out with your friends. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we'll make ourselves feel guilty. You need that time with some people your own age.
Right.
That like to do the same thing that you do. Mm-hmm. And then once you do it, sometimes even if I don't feel like going and I do go, then I'm so happy.
You end up having a good time.
You always end up having a good time. Yeah, you need that.
You need that.
You really do. Because you forget what it was like to just be
By yourself and go out and not have to carry a diaper bag or make sure that they don't have to use the restroom, make sure they have enough snacks. And it's like just to be getting dressed, looking cute, putting on some lipstick, a little bit of makeup.
Hello.
Get out there and dance. Or have a drink.
I mean, when was the last time I danced somewhere? Please. Let me get on the dance floor right now.
Will you cut a rug?
Burn a rug up. If I get on any dance floor with 1 ounce of a drink in me, I'm going to tear a dance floor up. It'll be like, old lady, sit your ass. Damn. Woo! That would be like the best, funniest thing.
But it's so necessary. And even just to feel yourself. Because even when you're married, it's like, you know, you might not be out there looking for a boo. I know some of your ladies are looking for boo still, but married and all.
I'm not here to judge. Okay, I'm not here to judge you.
But usually, you know, you're already in a relationship, so you're going out. And when you were younger, you weren't in a relationship, so like you're going out and you're getting hit on. I mean, you're still going to get hit on because you're cute.
Exactly.
But when you're going out now, it's like, it's just really to unwind.
Yeah, definitely. Just have a good time.
Just to be. I love my girls' nights.
Yes,
with
laughing.
My friends. I mean, we just laugh until
your gut hurts.
And it's good to have like a good group of women. I mean, just different networks of women. Mm-hmm. You got your single friends where they love to turn up and they're not in relationships. They can stay out a little bit later, and it's fun to hang out with your single girlfriends. Yeah. And then you have your married girlfriends that, you know, you got a curfew. You know, you got to be home. And everybody got to get home.
Let's go, y'all.
It's a good old venting session. Yes. You're talking about how you were so happy to be out. Mm-hmm. And you're churning up. And then you got your girlfriends from back in the day. And you get to reminisce and get together. So I think that it's just fun to have, like, different networks of women. And even new friends. Like, meeting new people. And going outside of your comfort zone to meet women that you have more in common with as you get to be older.
Yeah.
And you know, develop your interests and, you know, want to build a new social circle or just, you know, get more involved with women that are your age.
Yeah.
And, you know, that you have more in common with that are married and with multiple children and that can kind of relate to you.
Yeah.
You know, or where you can even bring your children with you. Mm-hmm. You know, so definitely looking for different tribes we love. A Tribe Called Moms. There are friends of Modern Mommy, and they have a lot of different little events that they put on to put networks of moms together where you can bring your children, and then also like spa days for the moms. And so you can always look for those type of groups to find like your tribe.
To find your tribe.
Tribe of women, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Number two was return messages and texts. Now, I have this really bad. I don't feel like talking on the phone. I don't feel like texting you. But how are you going to stay in touch with people?
You can't.
You can't. So you have to return some messages, guys. I know we get busy. And there's a lot going on in our lives. But you do want to keep in touch with your friends and your family and return those messages and texts, you know. So when something is going on, they might invite you.
Right.
Just in case you want to go. Three, plan ahead. We just talked about that. It's so hard.
It's so hard to plan ahead. It's necessary.
It is.
For like the big stuff.
And things you do with your children.
Yeah.
It's necessary. So
no, we talking about stuff. We talking about social group without
without the children. Without the children. But we was talking about children stuff. Bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so no children.
So planning ahead for yours.
No children.
Kim cannot let go. She cannot let go.
Help me. You know I need to go out somewhere.
I think like planning ahead because I have friends like we have like annual girls time where one of my really good friends, she has a birthday and we pretty much all get together for her birthday because it's like the perfect time of the year. It's really close to my birthday. She's a fellow Virgo. And she always plans really fun stuff. So that's like our annual. It's become like our annual girls.
Yeah.
And so we do try to plan ahead for that so that I know I'm always going to feel like doing that. Like, you know, so there's certain things that you can plan for the big stuff, like big events for your friends to show support, like their birthdays. I have some friends that like their birthday is a big deal. Like, oh, you're going to come to my birthday if you're my real friend. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so for those friends, I'm definitely like, making sure that I set that time. Yeah. Or at least if I know ahead of time, like, okay, if it's on a Saturday brunch or Saturday, I can't come because I'm working. But if it's on a Sunday where I know that I'm off or Sunday or even a Saturday evening, I'll make a point to do that because I know what's important to a lot of my friends.
Yes.
They have certain things that it's like, no, if you're my friend, you're going to come to this. And so those type of things, you just have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Make sure you have your babysitting on point. Make sure you talk to your husband. Mm-hmm. Let him know what your plans are for the day so he doesn't make plans for you or that you're not making plans when he's trying to make plans.
Yes.
That's really important to plan ahead for those like special occasions where you know like, okay, this is my best friend, my boo friend. I have to show up for her.
Yeah, definitely. Then four was take time off when you can. So, you know, if you can take a day off, that's what I usually have to do sometimes, take a day off, maybe like, Mondays I'm off anyways, but sometimes I will work. But usually it's on my Mondays, it's like my day to do anything. Mm-hmm. So, I'm like, you know, my friends who don't have to work, we can go to the spa, we can go have lunch, I don't have to worry about, you know, hurrying and rushing.
Right.
It's not like going out at night for me, because then my husband's more like, you know, when are you going back?
What time is it?
But, you know, my Mondays are my day to take my time and just to do what I would like to do when I'm not here working. So, yeah, take some time off if you have to. Mm-hmm. You know, just take a day off in the middle of the week. It's not like you do it all the time.
Right.
And maybe you and your girlfriends can meet up or something. Meet up,
yeah. And those are, like, the best times, too. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm, like, I think as I've gotten older, I've become so much more spontaneous because those are the things that I have mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah.
I have to, like, okay, we may not plan to go to happy hour, mm-hmm. but it's like, okay, we both have, what, an hour and a half? Cool. Let's go
yeah.
to the Cheesecake Factory real quick and have mm-hmm. a little something to eat together or something. Or, you know, my friends that live near me get to see me more because mm-hmm. they're right there. So I can yes. just like, hey, meet me at so-and-so or, you it's know, easy. Where you can get out for about an hour
yes.
and then still get home, you yes. know? And so it's like, but really making that time.
Making that time. Yeah. And then aim to limit talk about children when you are out with your friends.
Kimberly.
This is important for maintaining common interests with friends or romantic conversations with your partner.
Yeah, because guess what? People, now I love all of my guy children and my friends, but I see them on Instagram.
Yeah.
We're not going to be at girls' night looking at pictures of your children.
That's all what we're not about to be doing.
I know it's cute. They did something cute. But guess what? Don't bring that to the party.
Don't bring that to the party.
Because y'all ass ain't getting invited back. Exactly. I don't want to hear about your husband
no.
or your boo. I don't want to hear mm-hmm. that. There's a perfect time for that.
There is.
And it's not it's at not, girls' night.
That's not.
No. This is we talk about new stuff. Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
Outfits and hair
hilarious
color.
Stuff.
And just, yeah, no. Yeah. Don't, no. please don't.
Please don't. I mean, please don't.
Don't bore them. They love your children, but guess what? They don't want to see them
no.
on girls' night. They're trying to get away from their own.
They're trying to get away from their own.
Let's talk about something a little spicy.
Party killer, yeah. And then meet new people. So like we were saying about the mommy's group and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, go out, network, meet some new people, join some new clubs.
Yeah.
You know, make some new friends.
And they have so many different options for like the paint and sip. And
yes, I've got to do one of those.
So fun. Mm-hmm. I did them in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I haven't done any here.
Yeah.
But they're super fun. They're a couple of hours. Just like, even like with workouts, like the mm-hmm. different cycling classes.
Yeah.
Like drop-in cycling classes and yoga classes and just different things that you like to do. And then you can meet other people out at different social networks mm-hmm. of those things. Like they
yes.
have all these like gym things.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are super fun. And just like the Tribe Called Moms, where you're getting
yeah.
together with other women who may not have access to babysitters, where you do have to bring your children to most of the things, but
yes.
at least you're able to sit with your friends
yes.
and talk
the
while the kids play.
Yes.
I mean, that's what me and my best friend did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we both were teenage moms, so we were constantly on a play date.
Yeah.
Like, we lived our life
on a play date.
Because, and guess what? Our kids, we both had baby daddies, and we both had weekends. It was every week.
Yeah.
Every other weekend and every other Wednesday. And we had it on. We were on the same schedule for our kids.
So funny.
And so we turned on our time. Our time off.
Your time off.
And so you just need those kind of friends, though, where you can, like, do your, you know, we
things
would have
together.
Pizza and different
mm-hmm.
stuff. Go to Kids Concepts. Go to
yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese. And you sit and you talk to your friend while
yeah.
the kids play.
Hey. And you still get your time.
But try to get in there on the day where, you know, there's no children at all. So you don't have to, like, have one eye open.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, you can't just be having too much fun.
Definitely.
You definitely need to keep the kids at home sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. That is.
But there's just a lot of options.
Of things to do.
Of things to do with your, you know, to have a social life.
Yeah.
It's just really important, too, because you don't want to lose yourself in your parenting. I feel like that's why we did this maintaining the me
mm-hmm.
in marriage and motherhood, because it's just so easy to lose yourself
it is.
In your motherhood, in your marriage, in your relationships,
mm-hmm.
because it just it's always so easy for women to put other people first.
Yes.
And we're always trying to nurture somebody and, you know, but it is so important, even if you're not going anywhere sometimes, just to get up, get dressed, do your hair, and go to work.
And go to work.
Or instead of going straight home after work,
mm-hmm.
go stop and have dinner at a restaurant. Even
mm-hmm.
if it's by yourself.
Definitely.
Take a book, sit at the bar,
enjoy
and eat.
Yourself.
Just to get that time out.
Yeah.
And you meet people that way, too.
You do.
You can meet people that way. just having a life outside of your children, because when they grow up,
they're gone.
They're gone. They're going to have their own life. And as they get older, they just don't want to spend as much time with you as they get to, like, their teenage years. You know, they want to be with their friends. Mm-hmm. They want to hang out with their friends.
You're annoying.
Yeah, they don't need you.
You're in their business.
Yeah. You're not fun.
You're not fun.
You're not fun anymore. So you want to have your own social life. I know it was a mom that came to the salon, and she was saying how she's a single mom of one boy, and he's about to graduate from high school, and he's been, like, her entire world. He was a traveling basketball player and football, all the sports. And so she's really been, like, a sports mom all this time. And now he's about to go to college. And so she's just like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. And I'm like, start now.
I mean, start.
Today. Yeah. I'm like, you need to start today, like, looking for your group.
Yeah.
You need to find.
And go have some fun.
Get on a bowling team. Something. I'm like, you need to find, you got to find some stuff to do for you, because he's going to be gone.
Yeah.
You're going to be lonely and sad. And
he's going to be living life.
He's going to be living his life. Don't be bugging him while he's at college.
No. Find something to do.
Find something to do. Start now.
This is start. That starts your new life, you know, after mommyhood.
Yep.
That's your new life now. You can start over again with whatever.
Traveling. I was talking about what, there's so many travel groups.
So many travel groups and so many places to see,
to
and,
see
go.
And go. You can do that.
Even if you start in your own state.
Yeah.
You know, places that you haven't even been to, you know?
And but that's why, too, it's so important to, like, every day is, I mean, if it's possible, as close to every day as possible, to really spend a little bit of time with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If you got to get up 30 minutes before everybody else, if you got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, to get your 30 minutes, get up at 3. I mean, you just need that time to just think about you. Think about what you want out of life. Mm-hmm. Think about what you want your day to look like.
Yes.
You know, already preparing for the morning. Or, you know, just really getting yourself and giving yourself the extra time to put on something cute.
Yes.
And go to work, you know,
feeling good.
Cute and feeling good, you know. So just giving yourself that time. Because even if you're married, and you're not looking for a boo, you still need to be looking good for yourself.
Yeah, for yourself. It makes you feel so much better. And I just see some of these moms sometimes. I'm just like, ooh.
And they're blaming their children.
Yeah, no.
Don't blame your children because you're looking tired. Get yourself together. There's no excuse.
There's no excuse to be walking
Please
around.
Please don't blame these innocent children. Because you're looking a busted hot mess.
Because you're looking a busted
No, because you're being lazy in that area.
Yeah. And it gets women for some reason get too comfortable. I don't even understand why women would
and feel guilty about looking cute.
Yeah.
Like, you, they don't want to spend. I know when I lived in Georgia, it was a mom, and she was just like, "Oh, I don't have time to be putting myself together every day because I have children. I mean, they have to get dressed, and they have to." And I say,
"Yeah,
they're going to get dressed, and me too.
Yeah,
I'm going to get dressed too.
Me too.
You're not going to make me feel bad about it because you want to look a tired, hot mess." That's
Please.
You.
And your husband do not want to be looking at you looking like that.
He doesn't.
He didn't marry you like that. He don't want to look at you like that. Period. Get yourself together.
And he is not going to care because you got 10 kids.
No.
You look like that. No.
Mm-mm. And it just makes you
feel better. You're going to feel better because you're putting on a little lip gloss.
Yeah.
And you're, I mean, sometimes you have to pass by a mirror.
Yeah.
Don't scare yourself.
Don't scare.
Do not get that mom look.
Ooh.
You do not have to look like an auntie.
You do not have to look like an auntie.
You can be a cute mom.
You know what an auntie
is. You know the auntie. You know who I'm talking about. You know the auntie type.
Oh, honey. That's what I'm not doing.
Mm-mm. You got to be cute and feeling good and, you know, enhancing your style.
Yeah.
Get into
Definitely.
It.
Get into it. There's all type of, even if you don't have any style or you don't know what to do, get on Instagram, get on Facebook,
Pinterest,
get on some blogs.
Yeah, Pinterest.
Yeah.
There's so many like mommy blogs to look up to see, you know, and you don't have to spend a lot of money.
No. Nowadays, please, people are not spending
tons of money
on clothes.
And if you are spending tons of money, thank you because you're leaving more of the stuff that's not too expensive for me.
Exactly.
Thank you. Leave all
thank
alone.
You. Leave it alone. Get out of Zara.
Get out of Zara.
I don't want to see you in my outfit.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Run around the Gucci store. Run around the Louis Vuitton store.
Do what you do.
Do YSL and all that stuff. You can tear that down to the ground.
Tear that down to the ground.
Okay? I'm going to be in the little discount store.
Affordable stuff.
Looking cute.
Definitely. So, yeah, you definitely want to get out there and do some socializing, though, guys, and make some time for yourself and your friends. And then just, you know, make your husband aware of the different things that you like to do. You know, don't wait till the last minute. If you do have a, have you been anywhere, LaShawna? Have you been on, like, a girl's trip since you've been married? Like, you actually went mm-hmm. away somewhere?
Yeah, I went to Miami. It's been a while, though. That was probably, like, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. That I went on a girl's trip. And that's when my daughter, I think my baby, Savannah, was probably 9 or 10 months old.
Oh, my God.
But guess what? She was number 4. Wasn't nobody keeping me from that trip.
No, but you were gone.
And we had been in Atlanta.
That's what you were going
for almost like a year and a half or two. I was like, I'm going to see my friends.
Yeah.
I'm used to seeing my friends.
Yes.
And I dare you to say I can't.
I dare you
to have an attitude.
I dare you to have an
keep
attitude.
It to yourself. Because I'm going.
It to yourself.
I'm going.
I'm out here.
But yeah, I did go. It was just for the weekend, though. I went, it was like I left on a Friday and I came back on a Sunday.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And it was good because a lot of times when you visit, like, because we live in Georgia and we will come to California mm-hmm. to visit, when you're coming to visit someplace where people live, mm-hmm. they have to work, their life is still going on. You don't really get to see. It's, girls' trips are much better, like, where you don't live.
Yes.
Like, if you want to get a good girls' trip weekend, mm-hmm. make it in a place where nobody lives, mm-hmm. or at least only one person that lives there, and they're off work. So that you can really experience the time. Mm-hmm. And so it just worked out perfect because all of us were moms, have a crazy schedule, so it really centered us. So we got to Miami, it was able to center us, we stayed in a hotel, we went and had spa day, you know, we had like all this fun, we did all this fun stuff, we went mm-hmm. to the beach, we just like really hung out with each other and spent some real good girl quality time. Where we weren't, like, having our kids or our husbands or, you know, so we could really focus on each other and our kids. And it was just so fun.
Yeah.
And so we definitely have to do that again. I haven't done that in a while. I've been sitting in transition since then. We were living in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then the kids were getting older, so they have football and ballet and gymnastics and all that. So it was, like, it's so hard to get away.
Definitely.
But definitely, I said that this year I'm going to make it my business to definitely get a girls trip in outside of California.
Yeah.
Like outside where we all go to a destination.
Yes.
And have a good time as women.
Exactly.
So yeah, I've been out since being a mom for sure. I've been out of town. I used to go all the time. Mm-hmm. But since I've been married, not as much just because I have 4 children.
Yeah.
So it's so hard with everybody's schedule and my husband working and, you know, like making sure that when he's at work that somebody can pick the kids up. So it's just like, there's just, so different. So it's harder to get out than it was even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like now they're all getting older and they're all in different activities and mm-hmm. have different things going on. And so it's been a lot harder to do it. But I'm like, you have to make it your business.
To do it.
At least a weekend.
At least the weekend.
At least the weekend. Yeah. Just get out and just
have a good time. I haven't been anywhere.
Sleep in.
I went to that class in Atlanta, and that was like overnight. I went to Atlanta overnight. That was insane. I went to Atlanta overnight and came back the next day.
Went to the class, got on the plane.
Boop, boop. Out. Back home. So, yeah, I definitely deserve a girls' trip. And I don't know if you guys, we listened to My Leak. The podcast, My Leak Till, and it's so good. You guys have to check it out. And she had a women's retreat mm-hmm. This past weekend that she had planned for like a year, but it looks so awesome and beautiful. And what?
I mean, that's so necessary too, just to get with women, just for everyone to just get on the same page and everybody be at like one place and meet different women. I have been on a girls trip, but it was more like a business girls trip because mm-hmm. I had been when I was with Mary Kay.
Yeah.
We went to Florida. I've been to Florida. But it was more work related. Mm-hmm. But it was the same type of thing because it's all women.
Definitely.
Stay at a hotel, all women working together. So it was more like on that type of level, like a retreat type mm-hmm. of thing.
Yes.
Where you had classes during the day and you went out at night exactly. and hung out, whatever. So yeah. I did that kind of stuff that was like more work related, but it was like a turnaround.
Yeah.
Like, but not like with my friends. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that in like 5 years.
Yeah. Definitely. So guys, you got to get out there and experience some life.
I mean, the time just flies. You don't even realize how long it's been.
You don't even realize. You look up like, oh my gosh.
It's been 5 years.
I haven't been anywhere without children.
Right.
I gotta go somewhere without the little Rugrats.
Sleeping.
Yes. I mean, I haven't even had one night asleep without my children.
Oh no.
I was on that plane for Atlanta. That
now she is five?
Now she is. He's about to be six. I need one night. I need one night.
Two.
My husband has been out of town.
You deserve.
Several times.
No, you need two nights.
What? I need two nights.
You need
nights.
From Friday. No, you need from Saturday
sleep
night.
All in the bed, all by myself.
You need from Saturday night to Tuesday.
To Tuesday. You come home on Tuesday. You wake up Tuesday morning still in that bed. And then you come home on Tuesday.
You have to.
I mean, just all over that bed. I don't even know what that type of sleep is. What? That would be absolutely wonderful. Oh my goodness. So I'm going to plan something this year, you guys. Don't even
I think these talking about these type of subjects really help too, because then you're like, you kind of, because you can kind of get lost in mommy world too, mm-hmm. where you're just, you don't even realize how long it's been since you've done something for yourself. So these type of things can really spark up your...
Your... wanting to plan something.
Yeah, exactly. You're just
call
like,
a travel agent. Do something.
You're like, oh,
call your friends.
Oh, I haven't even been anywhere in a while.
I haven't even been anywhere in a while. And the spa days are not enough. I need to sleep somewhere.
Yeah, but not without my... We just came from New York, though. That was super fun.
Yeah.
But I do like traveling with them now that they're older, though.
Yeah, I love traveling with my children.
It's actually... Because really they're getting older now, too. Mm-hmm. So I love that they get to experience stuff. So... girls trips are super fun and definitely necessary, but still the family trips can be fun too.
Yeah.
Especially if you do them with other couples.
Yes.
They can be really fun too.
Fun too,
Because then the kids are doing their thing and the adults are doing
their thing.
It's like the play date thing all over.
Exactly. But you get to spend the night out.
You get to spend the night out in a hotel.
Definitely. Yeah, that would be super fun. Yeah, I love traveling with my children. I love taking them different places and them getting to see different places, states and stuff. But I do need a girls trip, so I'm going to be getting that together.
Yeah, we're planning that for this year, for sure.
Yes, we are. And if anybody has any good suggestions on places to go, hit us up on our Instagram and let us know some good spots that we might need to go to that we don't know about.
And we're working on that planning ahead, so make sure this
Because in one of these podcasts soon, by summertime, before the end of the year, you're going to hear about something.
You see how she pushed that all the way to the year
all
from
the way
now?
To the, I had to.
Hold her accountable.
Hold me accountable, guys. Hold me accountable.
And also, we're looking for like a travel agent mommy.
No, yeah.
We want to find someone that's a travel agent and a mom to come so we can interview so they can tell us more about some of those group rates and hotels, trips. For moms and families.
Yes.
And even girls trips.
Yeah.
Like quick turnaround trips.
Uh-huh.
So we're definitely looking for that. Those are some subjects that we want to talk about. Also, a mom, we're going to have an interview coming up with a mom who does real estate to talk about like different places in the market. If you live in California or just things to look out for when you are a family.
Mm-hmm.
The rates and the first time buyers programs and different things. She's going to come on here and talk about that.
Definitely. And we're looking for a mom, a trainer.
A mom trainer. Yes. Personal trainer to show us how to incorporate our workouts into our mommyhood too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some good things ahead for the year.
And if you guys know of anyone, DM us.
Definitely DM us or even post it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Email us.
Email us. One or the other. But yeah, we're going to have some good interviews coming up. We're planning some good stuff for this year, you guys, 2018. This is our
The workshops
20th.
Are still coming.
The workshops are still coming. We're not going to overwhelm ourselves, but they're coming, guys. We're working on them.
We want them to be really good.
Yes. We want it to be a treat for you guys. And this has been, this is our 20th episode.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
Woohoo! So, if you haven't given us a rating or review, please go on iTunes. It takes a couple of seconds. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Check us out on Modern Mommy 2 on Instagram and give us some likes. Tell your friends about it. And until next week, you guys go out, have some fun with your friends.
Call a friend back or text them. Yes. And apologize if you've been that one friend that, like, gets a boo and then drops their friends and always cancel. Call and apologize.
And make a friend date.
Make a friend date. Don't neglect your friends.
And have some fun.
You're going to need them. For those girls.
Some shit's going to happen.
You're going to need some girls. You're going to want to get out.
Yes. Definitely.
You're going to want to get out.
So you're going to need them.
So don't think because you got a boo and a man and a marriage and all of that that you just don't need friends anymore.
You still need
your friends.
Okay, until then, ladies, we'll see you or we'll hear from you guys or you'll hear from us next week. Have an awesome one. Bye.
Bye.